I am Plant on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. For the first time, the definitive collection of holiday recipes is available from the Ladies of Bridge. For nearly 40 years now, the Bridge cookbooks have been bestsellers across the country. They've sold millions of copies. The recipes are easy to comprehend and look like they'll be tastefully and tastily executed. One of the original Bridge ladies joins me now. Mary Halpin was in town last week to promote their latest Best of Bridge Holiday Classics, 225 recipes for special occasions. It's a neat book with many ideas, whether you're having people over and needing to entertain, or if you've got to whip something up as a gift for a potluck, or if someone happens to drop in unexpectedly. And because the holidays tend to inspire a lot of cooking and inevitably will have leftovers, there's a chapter on what to do with said leftovers. I'll ask Ms. Halpin about the book, about Bridge, this well-regarded brand of books, and about what the holidays are like for her. The book is published by Robert Rose. The website for more is at bestofbridge.com. Please welcome to the Plant on the Line program, Mary Halpin. Ms. Halpin, good morning.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Pretty good yourself.
Oh, I'm great. I can tell you've been reading the index because I forgot how we had sort of sorted it out. So it almost like tells you, here's dinner. Here's what you can do for the sides, for the main, mm-hmm. for the dessert. And that's a different way that we've organized an index. And I like using it.
Yeah, and the thing we were talking about just before we started, whoever's idea it was to design it with the spiral binding, so you can just leave it out flat. You know, you don't need to prop it with something to keep the book open.
Okay.
It's a great idea.
Well, you know, we were a Bridge group those many years ago, and we were always cooking for our families. We didn't have any publishing expertise, and we'd gone out to somebody's cottage to play bridge for the weekend and left the husbands with, you know, the babies, the diapers, the notes on the fridge. And we were eating the rest of the hors d'oeuvres for breakfast because they were so good. And somebody said, you know, we should write a cookbook because we certainly have lots of recipes that we know are good. And so from there, we would get together when we got back to the city, you know, like every week. Uh-huh. We did it deliberately just to discuss cookbooks. And you know that was the very first thing that we all said was, we want a cookbook that will lie open and stay open.
Yeah.
So that was the beginning. That was our first best idea.
Yeah. And so there were eight of you, is that
right?
Yeah.
We were a Bridge Club, and then we wrote the first book, and then one of our members actually moved to Vancouver, and because we were just, you know, all sort of, you know, headquartered, as it were, living in Calgary, mm-hmm. we sort of carried on with seven, and so we were seven over the years, and, you know, it's been a long time, and now we've lost three of our partners, so there's actually only four of us left.
Yeah.
And, you know, doesn't matter, because we continue to celebrate each other. We, Linda died 10 years ago, and we just had a darn good party for her without her.
Yeah.
You know, so we have had a lot of fun doing these things. And, I mean, Linda would be a good example of, you know, the fun that our group had together. And her ideas for recipes were always whimsical. And people who know Best of Bridge cookbooks will say, well, the one that I identify with the most is Christmas Morning Wife Saver.
Yeah.
So if anybody's nodding their head, they know that it was Linda Jacobson who came to the office after Christmas and said, boy, have I found the perfect recipe for Christmas morning, because you make it the night before.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said, I'm going to call it Christmas Morning Lifesaver.
Yeah.
There you are.
So the eight of you,
yeah.
Did any of you have a professional background in food?
Nope. We were four teachers, one interior designer, a legal secretary, an airline employee. We were everything but.
Yeah.
And when we started out, a good example would be, well, we decided we've got to get some money for this project.
Uh-huh.
So we talked to a printer in Saskatchewan and you know, talked about the size of the book and that we wanted photographs. And, you know, we had it all planned out. And because I have a design background, I, you know, designed the format for it. And we went to the printer, and we knew we needed $16,000 to start this project. So we went to Royal Trust Real Estate, which are a national firm, and were then, and said, if you buy our book, we'll put an ad in the back and a note on the front that it's from Royal Trust, and you can give it to your people who have listings and sales and things. And they thought it was a really good idea. I did a mock-up of the book. It was all good. We knew we needed $16,000. We went to the bank. The banker said, fine, but you need to take these documents home and get your husbands to sign them. Hmm. And we said, we don't want to do that. And he said, look, all you have is dower property. And he was right. So we said, yeah, but Royal Trust is going to buy these books. Well, long story short, he took that promise of a purchase as the guarantee for the loan. And he printed 6,000 books, 2,000 more than we ordered. And we made our mothers buy them. We had a great big party. We had a keg, and we had sherry. Yeah. And they were all gone. And that was the end of our project. And then we started getting phone calls from people and bookstores saying, you know, those recipes really work.
Yeah.
So we were on our way.
Yeah, see, I'm a guy. I'm 32. And as I said, I know my way around the kitchen, but I certainly don't know how to make fancy things, you know.
No.
Like, even baking a turkey scares me. But I mean,
I think baking a turkey scares a lot of people.
Yeah, but there's the recipe in here, especially baking a turkey, or some of the more complicated things like beef bourguignon or lobster Newburgh, it seems easy. Like, I mean, it's something that if I have this book open in the kitchen, I could probably make this stuff.
And you know what? Over the years, we developed a lot of male enthusiasts. We used to get letters from fire stations. Uh-huh. You know how they are, and they love to cook.
Yeah.
So, and they would tell us, and then sometimes fellows would say to us, well, first of all, you know, I used to just like reading the jokes, because the jokes are at the bottom of the page.
Yeah, they are funny.
Yeah, like, and that, I don't know at your age, but one of my favorites in this book is, a marriage is a partnership where one person is always right, and the other is the husband. You know, if God had meant us to touch our toes, he would have put them further up our body. So, you know, we have sort of a goofy sense of humor.
Yeah.
So we had a lot of men who kind of started out reading the jokes, and then they started realizing that they could actually make this food. And of course, now, I think, you know, relationships are definitely partnering, and it isn't just the woman who does all the cooking anymore. And, you know, there you are. You're reading recipes, and you're getting encouraged.
Yeah, yeah. And so what are the holidays like for you, Mary? I mean, I'm assuming it's a lot of preparing food and mm-hmm. sharing that with family and friends.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes we tend to sort of focus on the, oh, my gosh, what's next?
Yeah.
And I'm really tired. And so I think we are all trying to simplify our holidays, because time is so precious now, because most people work. And, you know, you want to try and save time to hang out with your extended family, so you get company and visitors. So I think the smartest thing you can do, and you'll be well aware of that in this book when you see it, is that there are lots of things that you can make and freeze. There are lots of things that you can make ahead and keep, you know, and hold for a couple of days. So I think that's what the holidays are like for me, is to make sure that I kind of dole the work out over a period of time.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always that simple, but I think that's the focus that we have, is that we want time to spend with our family.
Yeah, and there's stuff in this book that you can prepare if you're having a big dinner at the house, or if you've got to prepare something for work, say, that you've got to bring in, or if you've got to give something for the neighbors, if people drop in unexpectedly, as I said in the introduction. I mean, there's stuff in here that the varying degrees of time constraints and the sort, and you can really pull it off, can't you?
You can, and you know, another thing is that you can also make some of your Christmas presents. Now, you might think, oh, my God, you know, I'm not doing that. But you can, in a matter of a half an hour, make some really incredible nuts that you've roasted in your oven. You know, you toss them with something like egg white, which you have never thought of before, but it's sort of the glue, and then you add sugar and cinnamon and some cayenne, and you roast them, and they're just, everybody loves them, and you can give them as gifts, and people think that you're a star.
Yeah. There's stuff in here in the book, Best of Bridge Holiday Classics, that are perfect for this time of year. But there's a lot in here that's good for throughout the year, right?
And I think for that reason, buying the book, you know that if you were going to be going to the cottage in the summer or going down south, or you knew somebody who traveled, you could give them that book and you would know that they would be armed with, lots of different categories. For, like, you know, you think, well, going down south, you know, there's a lot of great salads in that book.
Yeah, yeah.
And it isn't just heavy-duty, north-temperate zone, calories.
Well, is there something that for you that you like eating this time of year in particular? Something special?
Well, you know what? My partners will always laugh when I say that because I really like sweet things. So yeah. I like to make desserts, and I like to make like for a giftable goodie. There's a pistachio cranberry bark that's made with white chocolate. Dead easy to make, and everybody loves it. My hairdresser's really mad at me because 10 years ago I gave it to her, and now her family expects her to make it every year. And what else? I love making desserts, and there's my all-time favorite dessert is in that book, and it's called Frozen Lemon Puff. Mm. And you make it with ladyfingers in a springform pan. It sounds really hard. It's dead easy. You make sort of a lemon custard filling, and then you put a meringue on top. Joe, you could make it, as you said. You read the directions, and you think, you know, I could probably do this.
Yeah, you know, like everybody, I'm a big fan of chocolate cake. And, you know, you can get chocolate cake anywhere now. But, I mean, I've always wondered if it's tough to make. And from the recipe, it doesn't seem like it's tough.
No, it isn't. And that, I'm looking in the book to make sure I've got the right page to tell you about. But the my all-time favorite show-off chocolate cake is called Chocolate Raspberry Torte. Mm-hmm. And it's in this book. And you can make it with a cake mix if you want, or you can make it from scratch. You've got your choice. And then you do kind of a raspberry and a cream cheese sort of layer between. And you make this icing that's a bit, you have to cook the icing, which I, you know, but it's a spectacular cake, and it looks way harder than it is.
Yeah, that's the one on the back, right?
Yep.
Yeah. See, I mean, I would think that I don't know if I could do that, but if you say so, I think I can.
Well, I'll tell you what. What I can't do on the back, I mean, for your listeners, there's a picture of these fabulous chocolate curls.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you for sure that when we do it, we use a potato peeler and make more modest curls.
Uh-huh.
And I know for a fact that the photographer has gone to a bakery and they have made these fantastic curls. So trust me. I don't do that, but chocolate shavings with strawberries and raspberries look pretty spectacular as it is.
Yeah, it'll taste good too, right?
It does.
Yeah. So what have you found in just nearly 40 years? I mean, that's changed.
Boy,
about
that's a long time.
Yeah, well, food has changed. Our tastes have changed in this country, haven't they?
And you know, I thought about that the other day. Probably at about book four, I think it was about 1988. We were, you know, assembling recipes and testing and deciding what we should be looking at. And Joan said, you know, when Joan was one of my partners, she said, you know, I don't think there's any more new chicken recipes. Well, here we are in 2014. We've got wonderful things that have happened, like Indian cooking that we're learning about and Thai cooking. And chicken has been reinvented and will continue to be reinvented forever. I think there are so many fresh ingredients available to us that there's one recipe in here that I make called asparagus chicken puffs, and it actually says canned asparagus or fresh. Well, in those days, you could barely get fresh asparagus.
Yeah.
Well, here we are out at the coast, and you have beautiful produce. So, you know, now you just take recipes and you amend them as you go. Things always, you know, food never. It's you're always recreating things.
Yeah. And do you find, let's say you're setting up your kitchen, you're setting up your pantry, that the basics that one would need for most of the stuff in the book, that won't cost a great deal, will it?
No, I'm hesitant to say that. I mean, food is more expensive, and gosh knows if you're a farmer, you're not making much money anyway, but... Yeah. You know, you still want to choose your groceries carefully because you've got, you know, other expenses. But the way we choose our books is one of the criteria when we'd be testing a new recipe would be if you can't get it at the local supermarket, the ingredient, then we're not putting it in the book.
Yeah.
And so that way we're not sending people off to, an ethnic market for a specific ingredient that is going to take too much time to find.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that it's a nice promise to know that, you know, there are lots of fresh ingredients in our recipes, but there are lots of things that you have in your cupboard that would help you build a recipe without even going to the store.
And the other thing that I quite enjoyed was the baking recipes, because I find baking tough. But there's stuff in here, the cookies, you know, like the macaroons and the sort. I mean, that's easy stuff that one can do and that keeps well, right?
It does. And it's a good thing to bear in mind at Christmas time because, of course, you know, you can freeze those. You can actually make them a couple of weeks ahead of time and seal them well and keep them in the fridge. But if you know it's going to be a month out, then go ahead and freeze them. Just don't freeze them for any longer than 3 months.
Yeah. And the stuff in here, I mean, like if you're doing a buffet, I mean, there's just a million things in here that I mean, you even have menus in the front, too, right?
Yes, and I thought that was a really good idea.
Yeah.
That was the Robert Rose publisher said, why don't we do this? Because we want to give these, want to give people, you know, a new aspect to this book, too. And I like that because there was they put in combinations that I hadn't even thought of.
Yeah.
And you know, that's what happens when you get a group of people together. Like I was teaching a cooking class last night at Ambrosia Cooking School, and there were 15 women there who had a whole bunch of new ideas that I never even would have thought of.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think as cooks, people always like to exchange information and, you know, and read books.
Yeah. And so, I mean, as I said in the introduction, these books, the Bridge books, they've sold millions of copies across the country.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah. I mean, that must be great. I mean, people must tell you what their favorites are.
And quite frankly, we get a lot of recipes from friends, but from people we don't even know on the website who write in and say, you know, this feels like it would be a good Best of Bridge recipe. You really should try this. And we always do.
Yeah.
I remember after we did the fourth book, we had the coming out party for the book at Karen's house, and she had a great big huge garden and a pool. And, you know, it was a lovely place to have a party. And we were talking to one fellow, and he said, you know what? He said, I just got a recipe that's called Mediterranean pie. Now, I'm talking about a recipe that's not in this book, but it is in other Best of Bridge recipes and it's books, and it's called Mediterranean pie. And he said, you make this with frozen puff pastry, and you have all these different layers. Anyway, he said, you know, he said, it really works. So we didn't have the internet then, so he gave me his phone number, and I phoned him up, and I got all the ingredients and made it. And it's one of my favorite brunch dishes, you know, for it's people always want to share recipes with you.
Yeah, and brunch, that's another thing, because I mean, people come over after, say, going to a service or something, or after the movies, you know, the Christmas morning or something during the holidays. I mean, one would assume that having to cook brunch for a bunch of people that come over is tough, but I mean, there's stuff in here that's easy to make and that will fulfill everyone's palate, right?
It's true. And I think, you know, the Christmas morning wife saver is sort of the quintessential Best of Bridge recipe because, you know, it's great for brunch. It's already made the night before. People come over, you just pop it in the oven. You're very relaxed with your company. And, you know, and it always works. That's what you want.
Yeah. So you guys meet up regularly still, don't you?
Yeah, we do. Yeah. We're, of course, not as many, but we still have fun together.
Yeah, and this will continue, won't it?
Of course it will.
Yeah.
It's gonna be, you know, we're not sure who's going to be the last one standing.
Yeah.
But I'm about to turn 73 this month, and I'm the middle age, and, you know, the median age, but, you know, I would have to say that the four of us continue to enjoy good health, and we just, we just continue being enthusiastic about the book. And I think Robert Rose has done a great job with the books because they still have preserved the coil, and it has a nice hard cover back, so you can tell from the bookshelf, you know, which book you're picking out, and great photography. So we like what they're doing.
Yeah, the photography just makes it all the more appealing.
Of course.
Yeah. In terms of, I mean, you're traveling a great deal promoting this book. When you see fans of the Bridge books, do you find that they, they've been fans for a long time, right? These aren't people like myself who've just picked up, say, the last couple of books and.
Mm-hmm.
And use them. I mean, these are people that use them, pass them on, right?
Yes, and I would say that, once again, I just as a recent example, when I was doing that Ambrosia Cooking School class last night, there were mothers and daughters.
Yeah.
There was a younger woman who brought me a copy of a cookbook that her grandmother had, so that the, you know, our main marketing people are the satisfied customers. And so those mothers give those recipes to their kids. We've now got three generations of people owning the book. So there are younger people like yourself. There are even younger people like my 15-year-old grandson who loves to cook.
Yeah.
There are people who are grandmothers. And, I mean, we don't cook as much as we used to, but there are still times when you want to come up with, when you have to come up with, your family insists that you make the old favorites. So this kind of a book really works for, I think, right across the cooking age range, for want of a better word.
Mary, it's been such a pleasure talking to you today. Best of the season, happy Christmas and all that, and continued good luck with this book. It's a great gift and a terrific resource. It's helping a lot of people, including myself.
Well, that was fun, Joe, and I wish you a good holiday and good cooking.
Thanks very much. The book is called The Best of Bridge Holiday Classics, 225 Recipes for Special Occasions. It's from Robert Rose. Do pick it up. It's a great resource, as well as a nifty-looking gift if you need to give something to someone who needs it. Bestofbridge.com is the website for more. Mary Halpin joined me on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Planta.